The first question that should be asked is, what is diabetes? Diabetes is an autoimmune disease in which the pancreas stops working, or in other words, the pancreas stops producing insulin. Insulin is a hormone that is produced in the pancreas and it regulates the amount of glucose in the blood. There are two types of diabetics, type 1 and type 2. Type 1 is usually diagnosed in children or young adults. Simply, it is when the pancreas just stops working altogether. Type 2 is usually developed later in life. Though, instead, the pancreas usually slowly stops working. Almost all cases have been proven to be caused by genes. Some symptoms include unusual thirst, extreme hunger, unexpected weight loss, severe fatigue, depression, bad vision, which could lead to blindness. Diabetes can also lead to many other health problems, such as kidney failure. My name is Isabella Tonini, and today you will hear from two women, both diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. This is Haley Van Skoik, a 16-year-old who was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. When were you diagnosed with diabetes?
I was 11 years old. It was September 15th, 2005, and it was my second week of middle school.
What was it like when you found out?
It was extremely scary because I had no idea what diabetes was at the time. And my dad picked me up from school and they're like, you just need to go to the hospital right away. And I got there and I had no idea what to expect and I did not know that it would change my life forever.
As a teenager now, what is it like having it?
Well, it's different because they don't understand as much as they should, and they don't understand how it affects my life. It's hard to manage it while being in high school because it's a huge responsibility, and it's hard to control it, especially during all the tests that we have, like gym class, and there's so many variables in my life that affect it, and that makes it harder.
Okay, do you think people don't understand because they don't know the facts about it, or just because they don't have it and they're like, what is this?
Well, I think a lot of people, like, they have an image in their mind that diabetes is, like, fat people that can't eat any sugar, and it's like they're 100-year-old fat grandma, and they don't really understand how different it is for me, and that how that isn't true. And like I've had people say like, oh, that isn't that bad. Like, oh, you're fine. You'll get over it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand. It's like a lifetime thing.
And how do you react to that? Like, does it make you mad, or does it make you confused, or are you just, like, used to it?
Yeah, it makes me mad, because, like, personally, I work so hard at, like, trying to get across diabetes awareness, and then people in the media will say untrue messages, and it just makes people categorize diabetes as one whole thing and not the different levels of it and different diseases.
Mm-hmm. When you think back to when you didn't have diabetes and compare it to now, how do you feel?
Honestly, I do not remember ever not being a diabetic, and it's so weird thinking that there was a time where I would eat things and not take a second thought about it. And it's just like, it's bizarre. Like, I never ever remember that. Oh, it's just, it's weird. I've always, in my mind, I've always been a diabetic and I've always been the same way I am now.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this affects your personality or the way you interact with other people?
After having diabetes, I've gotten to meet a lot of really special people, and a lot of people have impacted my life through that. And I feel that diabetes has given me a responsibility, and I'm way more conscious about the way that I treat my body, and it helps me be a better person.
Right. Have you ever done anything that you weren't supposed to do?
With being a type 1 diabetic, I can eat anything I want. But there are definitely times where I'll eat, like, one extra cookie. Or, like, I'll eat a cookie or something when my blood sugars aren't perfect. Mm-hmm. And it would affect me later.
Was there ever a particular time where you have done something that you definitely were not supposed to do?
Well, when I go to diabetes camp in the summer, we have a limited supply of snacks because we save them for when we're low. And the nurses don't want us snacking because it would affect our blood sugars and they wouldn't have it recorded. So sometimes what the girls in my cabin would do is we would either pretend like we're low and tell our counselors we're low, or we'll put extra insulin on purpose into our bodies that will make us go low, just so that we can have, like, extra animal crackers before bed.
At school, do you ever have that chance to play sick or go to the nurse for a piece of chocolate or something?
Oh, absolutely. I'll, like, back to the camp story, like, I'll, just pretend like I don't feel good, or I'll pretend like I'm loaded to get out of class, and I'll go walk around, and I keep, like, gushers and a whole bunch of candy in my locker, and most of the time I'll just eat it if I'm hungry.
This is Kelly Koenig, an internet sensation, as well as a type 1 diabetic. Her blog, Diabetes Deliciousness, has had over 100,000 viewers. In her blog, she talks about her own experiences and spreads diabetes awareness through humor. When were you diagnosed with diabetes?
I was diagnosed when I was 8 years old on Halloween. I think 1977.
Well, so what was it like when you found out?
It was kind of surreal because it was Halloween. And the nurse was wearing a clown costume. And I really was trying my best to convince her that the test results were inconclusive because I used to watch a lot of TV, so I would repeat things that I heard on TV. And then if I came back tomorrow after Halloween, she could admit me. I just wanted to go trick-or-treating with my friend. She said, you have diabetes, there's nothing inconclusive, and you're not going anywhere tonight, you're staying right here. That's how I found out.
What was it like growing up with diabetes? Like, as a teenager, and then in your 20s, what was that like?
I think when I was very little, I just tried to make everybody very comfortable with it, so I would crack a lot of jokes about it. But I just went on and did my thing. I think as a teenager, again, I had to just put it out there because I didn't want people not to know in case something happened, in case my blood sugar went low or too high or whatever. I just tried to be like everybody else, except I had to eat in science class sometimes and I had to go to the nurse's office. But I really just tried to fit in like everybody else. And in college, I think I tried very hard to be just like everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard in college because, you know, having to deal with a lot of stress due to work and also, like, keeping up the social life? Was that hard, trying to figure everything out?
I was pretty good in the social life department. I was much better in college socially than I was in high school. I had a lot more friends in college, but it was hard because I didn't realize at the time that stress really messed with your blood sugar. You know, I didn't understand why I would have a headache or I wouldn't feel good, or, you know, I was just trying to get all my papers done and I was trying to get my tests done, and, you know, I was working and I was just trying to be like everybody else in college, and I didn't realize stress was really messing with my numbers. I didn't understand that. I was never really told that. So it wasn't until I was older, in my 20s after college, that I found out that stress absolutely does a number on your numbers.
Do you ever remember not having diabetes?
Yes, I do. I remember taking tap dancing, and after class getting a green bottle of Sprite soda every Saturday after dance class. You know, I was a big Sprite fan, and I remember Fun Dip. You know what Fun Dip is?
Yes.
I loved Fun Dip. I loved the spoon, and I would get that in the summer. And I remember playing Cut the Cake on the beach with the sticks from the ice cream. But, I have fleeting memories because I was younger. I was little. I was 8 years old. And I certainly remember playing with my friends and things like that. But what I remember about not having diabetes is really more food, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, right. As a type 1 diabetic, do you think that you set any life rules for yourself to either survive or just stay at a content number?
Well, I guess my life rules with diabetes are I tend to really find humor in things, because if you don't laugh about something, it'll drive you crazy, and diabetes is going to drive you crazy some days anyway. So you might as well laugh about it. And I think if you can laugh about something, it's easier to control it.
Okay.
If you cry about something, you're going to get upset about something, right? Every time you want to fix it or work with it. But if you can laugh about it, you can work with it. It's not a jacket. I can't take it off. I have to live with it. So I really need to work with it.
What is the hardest thing to deal with when it comes to your diabetes? Is it keeping your blood sugar at a normal rate, or just taking care of it in general, or making sure that everything's still working?
I think it's everything. It depends on the day. You know, some days, no matter what you do, or what you eat or what you don't eat, your blood sugar goes too low or too high. Other days, it's dealing with people when they find out you have diabetes, or getting your insulin pump tubing caught in the doorknob and it ripping out of your abdomen. That really hurts. You're on your way out and you're all dressed, and it rips out of your abdomen, and then your shirt gets blood on it and you have to go change and do the new infusion set. You end up late going to where you have to go. It's 24/7, I think. You don't get a vacation. I think that's probably the hardest.
Right.
Like, you don't get time off. Like, if I go on vacation, I still have to bring all my diabetes supplies, still have to count carbs, wear an insulin pump, test my blood sugar 10 times a day, and all that good stuff while I'm trying to have fun on vacation. So it would be great to get a day off. I haven't had one. Like 33 years, so it would be cool to get off, I think.
So I noticed in your most recent blog, you spoke about how you had to fast for blood work. What was that like?
At 12:01, you immediately get hungry. I drink coffee when you get up in the morning. I eat anything. You have to go get your blood work. And I think the hardest part of everything, the fasting, it's really when it's it's having to wait for the results and being nervous about what the results are going to be and getting scared and nervous and worrying, because it's not just about your diabetes. It's not just about your insulin or lack of. It's about, they give you a labs or a whole battery of tests. So, they tell you about your blood pressure and cholesterol and kidneys. Gets a little trippy, get a little nervous. So that's really the hardest part.
In the whole process, was there ever a time where you became low and you had to eat something, or vice versa, you were high and you had to take more insulin? Was there ever that problem?
Well, actually, yeah, last night, because I had Mexican food for dinner, which that my blood sugar got really, really high, which I thought I had given myself enough insulin for. I was out to dinner with friends, so when I came home from the movies, my blood sugar was 300. And then I took some insulin to correct that, and I went to bed, and I woke up at 12:20 at night, and I could tell I was getting low. So I went downstairs and I had some peanut butter and jam on a spoon. And, you know, what I did is when I went to get my blood work, I made sure that the work wasn't really done till like 20 after 8. By the time they saw me, and by the time we got done talking, before she stuck the needle in my arm, it was a full 8 hours since I had to eat something. So I just added on to that. You just have to roll with it. If you get low, you get low. You either go another day, or you suck it up and extend your fast.
When I asked Callie if she had broken any quote-unquote diabetes rules, she said something that I was not expecting.
I don't think I break any diabetes rules. I think that people with diabetes today have to redefine the old diabetes.
My intent for this interview was to reveal the original person, but then I realized that they are both proud to be who they are. Diabetes has not defined them, but it has helped them make who they are today. Society tries to teach us how to live, how we should act. Our social lives greatly impact us, but some of us are held back in a way. Like Haley and Kelly, there were times that they had to sit out of gym class because their blood sugar was low, and no one understood why. They thought it was just to get out of having to do work. Or that they wanted to eat an extra cupcake, but everyone told them not to because they thought that they would die because of the amount of sugar. They ate that extra cupcake because they wanted to have fun and live their life without those boundaries.